1976, raw intellectual, theologian, scientist, and so forth, who questions the virgin birth of Mary, the mother of God. Do you not understand the almighty power of God? Nothing is impossible for or to him. Let me, in my humble learning limitations, try to explain to you what the Eternal Father did for mankind. When God created Adam, then gave him woman, Eve, to be part and companion to him, they were the first man and woman upon earth, created in the image of God. Satan, the high fallen angel, who had been cast out of heaven because he sought to dethrone God the Father and take over heaven, well, Satan went after Eve to tempt her to disobey God. He succeeded, and Adam and Eve, yes, Eve made Adam follow her in sin and was cast out of paradise. God the Father told Eve, I will multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. Hear that, all of you abortion advocates. God creates life in his conceptions. God said that he will place life within her Eve and her offspring. Then God said, in sorrow shall thou bring forth children. With sorrow being pain, trial, and labor, and thou shalt be under thy husband's power. You must observe that all women's relations, you shall bring forth children and be under thy husband's power. And he shall have dominion over thee. Man shall guide woman and be the head. Adam was given to labor and to eat and survive. Heaven was closed until a most perfect sacrifice could be made to open the gate to a fallen mankind. The sad Father in heaven had a plan, and the prophets revealed this plan of God to mankind and wrote this plan down as part of the testimony in the Bible. The seed, S-E-E-D, that God spoke of in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that Mary, the seed that Mary carried within her, Satan had his seed. The bad angels, the fallen angels, the demons that were cast out of heaven with him, and those that he would trade in the cells and fallen humans condemned to hell. So you see, with Jesus, God the Father meant that Mary would lead the fight against Satan, of course, all under the direction of the Trinity, until she would crush his head, his rule, and he, the snake Satan, would lie in wait, knowing the plan. And Satan knew he would have only so much time to seduce, to capture souls for his kingdom of hell, to take them in anger and frustration away from their Creator, God the Father in heaven. So you see, Satan wants souls to fight God, and then he will torture them forever in hell. So why must you fall into this trap? Joseph was betrothed, that means engaged to Mary. Before they were presented to each other, that is, came together to prepare for marriage, Mary was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. This was before she was married. It was a supernatural manifestation by God. The seed, the child, was placed into the womb by God, the Eternal Father, without having known man, no contact physically with man in intercourse. Mary was pure and Jesus will in that difficult penance. And so it was at 2 a.m. on the morning of April the 8th, 1976, Jesus said, much penance is needed because of the vile defamation of my mother and the manner in which I was born. It is for this reason that much suffering shall be sent upon mankind unless, and I say unless, Jesus said, for all punishment is conditional to man's response, unless there is penance and atonement made to the Eternal Father for the abominations and sins being committed in your world, Jesus said, and now rampant throughout my churches, my church, the universal Roman Catholic Church upon earth. Thank you. Roman Catholic Church of my son. Standing at Michael's left side, Seeking in all of and you will be given the way. Astrology is an abomination in the eyes of the Eternal Father. My children, you must not get involved in this world science. It is for unbelievers. No rock, no light, no stone can direct your life. For your life and its direction is governed by your Creator, the Eternal Father in heaven.
Time of your mission.
My mother has directed you in the past to proceed in haste with great purpose and not being obstructed in your work by public opinion. Of Eternal Father that my mother was given to mankind as a mediatrix to bring peace to your earth. This peace cannot be obtained unless mankind follows the direction given by my mother. Repeat to you the numerous warnings of the calamities that are to come upon mankind. All warnings were given as conditional. However, the group of sheep has scattered and must be unified against the onslaught of evil that is accelerating, and in my church, I appeal to you, my children, to go forward in prayer and sacrifice. To approach our pastors as disciples of heaven. It is not the desire of the Eternal Father to set the chastisement upon mankind. However, the Eternal Father will chastise those who love. It is only through great suffering that your nation will merge in the mire of sin and evil that it has led itself into by disregarding the warnings of my mother through your years. Upon earth, my mother has come to you some time ago, warning you of what will happen to mankind if mankind does not make a firm effort to repent of the abominations and sinful ways sins of the flesh that will bring fire upon mankind, a baptism of fire. Your country and many countries of your world are now going through labors. They will find without the assistance of the Eternal Father, confusion and destruction. Satan has many agents now among you. There are many dead souls in your world. Already in a body but carrying among you dead souls. Parents are responsible for the guidance and the salvation now of their children's souls. Discipline must be returned to the home. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. Continue with your prayers of atonement.